When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Eagles flying high. Sixers back at it tonight. Not so much. 4-14. You know, I was struck by that answer by Sirianni on the first quarter thing. He didn't object to the concept.
I had the same exact thought. It was like he didn't say no.
He didn't say no.
Which normally he does.
Yeah. I do now more wonder if that is part of it. Not that they're not trying to score. And I'll tell you, it would follow suit with the they don't run Jalen much early thing that, you know, I've been saying for months now, because I thought it was a notable moment in the game, John, on Sunday when, I think it was Romo, when the end crashed down and he said, Jalen's going to keep it the next time. And then sure as hell, Jalen kept it the next time. And maybe their approach on drive one is, let's see how DN guy's playing. Let's see how linebacker guy's playing. And again, I'm not saying they're not trying to score, because of course they're trying to score. But maybe they put more emphasis on being the boxer that is feeling out the opponent.
They're sandbagging them is what you're saying.
Not sandbagging, and they're strategizing.
Because throwing
they're
it to Covey, Shipley,
they're intel. Gathering information.
Yeah. It's just gathering intel.
Because James, wouldn't you say he kind of indicated that theory could be?
Absolutely. He didn't shoot it down. He kind of just said, yeah, well, you know, our guys are great at adjusting.
Right.
Like, you know, so,
and look,
yeah.
Everybody, it's not like Andy Reid drive one isn't trying to get information for drive 2, 3, 4, and 5 also. Everybody tries to do it. But maybe they call certain plays to feel it out quicker than others. Maybe.
Well, and it also could be that despite whatever plays they call, like he said, they're seeing different looks. So,
yeah.
You know, they're kind of, their plays that they go in with aren't as good against the looks they're seeing.
I was struck.
Well, it sounds to me like that's a big part of what he's saying too. And we're not decoding that part. He's saying they're throwing looks out there that are so unique that no one's seen them before. Like, we, including our expert selves, including Vic Fangio, who has seen everything. Like, going back to the Depression, he's seen football. You know, like, this is crazy how much football he knows. I'm serious.
Look at you.
And yet he is seeing new looks every week because of the unique nature of our quarterback and our design, and really the skill position guys give so many problems to defenses, they have to try stuff. So that's another factoid that people leave out. It's just a great job by defenses. They're looking at it like it's their Super Bowl against our offense. They got to pull out all the stops.
All right, what Brandon Graham said last night on WIP about Cooper DeJean's hit and how the bench was just so riled up with excitement. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to the phones right now. Talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, John. So the Dallas Goedert injury kind of concerns me, but, you know, just in the same kind of vein as, you know, Jalix Hunt had this opportunity and he's taking advantage of it.
Grant Calcaterra is looking so much better this year than I ever would have expected. And a lot of that has to do with connecting, like Nick Sirianni talks about. You know, the fact that he, every time I look at the TV copy, I see Jalen sitting on the bench. If he's next to someone, it's Grant Calcaterra. They go back to that season at Oklahoma together, and they have a connection. I like the way Calcaterra runs. I like the way he catches the ball. He's working on the blocking part, but I do think he can give you a good Dallas Goedert impression, you know, catching the ball and running with it after the catch.
Yeah, and I'd also like to see, and he's had some opportunities with limited success, but Johnny Wilson, like to have him kind of as your Y kind of slot hybrid.
I love that. He's hurt, though. With him. It's hard for him with his giant body. Like his hammies seem like they're not keeping up.
You know, and they get to the third wide receiver so infrequently. I mean, I don't mean to dismiss the guy, but it's so rare that the third receiver is even targeted. I love
Johnny Wilson though, because he's such an eager and willing blocker.
He's got to do a better job tracking the ball, though. It always feels like the ball's close to him, and he just doesn't corral it. I don't know how to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, a couple times this year, it's like, dude, just use your body to position itself and catch the freaking ball. But, Ed, give me a great answer, a smart fictional character.
How about Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory?
Sheldon, yeah, you got it. So that's another one this century. That's one people watched. I didn't. I mean, I've seen a couple episodes.
I didn't watch it either. But we've heard people say that they you remind them of Sheldon.
Well, he's smart.
I can see that. I watched it.
Right? He's smart.
That's not why.
Good looking?
It's not the smart.
Good,
because you got to admit,
it is the looking. It is how
you look.
Would
you like to tell him, James?
What is it?
I think it's the OCD-ish nature of Sheldon that compares to you. Yes.
It's not the Darren Dalton coolness element that I bring
to
the table.
Have you ever seen Sheldon? I don't think anyone's saying he's cool.
I'm joking. You know, so I actually read a book, finished it last night. You know who was a Darren Dalton apparently before Dutch? Paul Hornung. Holy mackerel. What a horn dog. I read his autobiography. Talk about someone who doesn't hold back about him and the ladies. Holy mackerel. This guy, man.
The Golden Boy.
That's the name of the book, Golden Boy. Good.
Wow.
If you like old school football, I'd recommend it. It's his autobiography. He read it around in 03 or 04. It was really good. He died in 2020, but it was really in the Lombardi years and the dates. And very, very good book. All right, let's go to Alex in Philadelphia. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Alex.
Just calling to say I got $300. I'm trying to hitch a ride with Hugh and Joe to New Orleans.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, man. For $300.
Yeah.
Isn't the idea of hitching that you don't have to pay?
Yeah. You and Joe?
The whole idea of hitching is you don't have to pay. You just.
Yeah. What's the $300 for?
Just hold out the thumb.
I don't know. I'll just pay for the ride.
Don't pay Hugh and Joe.
Well, a little gas mileage.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, gas fare, I should say. How about some food? Just some food, some snacks for the trip would be cool.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate that a lot if it were me on the trip with you.
You guys are not going down? We go to the Super Bowl. You guys are not going down?
We'll find out. I mean, that's the station's call.
Well, I'm not. I don't want to jump the gun and even. I can't think about that.
Yeah, we're going to make him get us a flight, though. You know,
I can't think about that.
We'll find out, Alex. If that happens, we'll find out.
Yeah, we look forward to it. I see it.
Got a great shot. There's no question. They got a great shot. Yeah.
More than we did last year.
You know what? I don't know about that at this stage, but, you know, 10-2 last year was pretty legit. San Fran loss was brutal, but, you know, I was pretty damn high on the Eagles last year at this time, and then it totally fell apart.
It was our defense.
Well, the defense and Saquon are two difference makers. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Alex, give me a big answer, a smart fictional character.
Dr. Peabody.
From?
Wow. Dr. Peabody and show.
That was a show, man.
Okay.
Peabody.
I don't know.
Wow.
Dr. Peabody. You got
what
it.
Year was that?
That is old.
Are we talking
school.
Like
really?
1978, 1979? It was Dr. Peabody was like standing up there with a full body tight suit that you could see the insides.
Okay.
Dr. Peabody was like, you know, the like a model of anatomy.
Okay.
While speaking to children.
50s and 60s.
That's way back.
Really?
That's like my favorite Martian time. You know, remember that show? That guy was smart. He was a Martian. All right, so.
That guy was smart. Yeah. He's a Martian.
Well, he brought the intergalactic know-how to the show. All right, so the idea of the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. This is before I knew Amy from Villanova. This is pretty cool, though. Remember that big, tremendous win versus Carolina week? Six, I think.
Five or six, yeah.
Yeah, right in there in 2017.
Yeah, I think they were 4-1 going into it.
So when they got that win, the next day, without tickets to the Super Bowl, the next day, she booked a flight and a hotel for Minneapolis.
Wow, strong.
She was so convinced Eagles were going to the Super Bowl. Like, she booked a hotel and a flight.
Wow.
No tickets. Just said, I know my team's going to the Super Bowl, I'm going. Pretty. That's an early October call.
Be
well, so here's the question:
foolish.
Does she have?
I think that's my point.
Does she have tickets to New Orleans
foolish.
Yet, or what's
not,
the deal?
Not to the best of my knowledge. No, but she can buy them for me. I'll take that. It's got a phone.
I think that's crazy. seriously.
No, but she did that. I mean, she's a hardcore fan, and that was like early October.
Well, she might be like crazy. That you might be waster.
That concerns
like,
you?
You might be throwing money down the toilet.
Well, the hotel you can probably rescind. The airfare you get in trouble with.
I mean, I'd be sort of like, wait a second.
Right, I
you
know.
You got to think this through.
Well, she pulled it off. Let's get to Lamont in Southwest Philadelphia. Lamont, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Fantastic, Lamont.
Good. I wanted to talk to some Sixers, man, if you
sure.
don't mind.
Go for it.
Hey, this question is John Ritchie.
What's up?
John, you played football at the highest level.
Yes.
You played middle school, high school, college, pro. What game wouldn't you miss? The coach said, John, you're so good, you got to miss one game. What game wouldn't you miss?
What game?
Well, I guess he's saying Super Bowl versus state title game. What mattered more to you? Is that what you're saying, Lamont?
I'm saying the first game.
You're talking about Joel. I'm sorry. I understand. Yeah, the first game.
Sure.
Who misses the first game?
I can't imagine. I don't understand how you could do that. It's the game you've been waiting an entire offseason to play.
But,
it really is exciting,
Lamont,
to have a chance to. You feel like a caged up animal getting released out of the cage. You're finally licking your chops like you get to go do your thing.
But Lamont, I will say, look, I'm not in the mood to defend Embiid, but I will say this. I think there was a misperception at that time amongst many of us. I think a lot of us thought he's missing this game to play like game three or four and he cranks it up and he goes. What we have since found out is he actually was injured. Like, they weren't telling us that, but he actually wasn't able to answer the bell. So I don't think it's like he just chose to sit out and that was part of the strategy of I'll play 50 games and I'll just miss the first one. I think he actually couldn't answer the bell. And that's the bigger problem.
They signed him to a I don't think they I mean, I imagine that he had to get a physical, didn't
mm-hmm.
he?
I would hope so.
That was in September he was signed.
Look, it's,
And a month or so later, he can't play.
It's awful.
I mean, somebody ain't telling the truth around here.
I agree. In Lamont, that's where it's so hard to like them as an organization because you just feel they spit in your face. It makes something doesn't add up. Something just doesn't add up.
I don't think he's Philly tough. I used to always.
Well, he's not. He's not. But
why do you sign that deal? What if you're the organization? Why do you pony up that deal in September if he can't play in October?
Look,
if he's physically incapable of playing the season opener in October.
Well,
why did you pony up in September?
They may not have known how bad it is, or maybe they did, and they just said, the hell with it, we'll sign him anyway, we're trying to build an arena, and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's it's not inconceivable.
It's not inconceivable.
No, it's not. It's not inconceivable.
Wow.
It's also not inconceivable that Joel leaned on him and said, it's time to give me the big money, if not, I ask out. Anything's possible.
You're absolutely right. That is possible, too.
Agents,
and that is so broken if that is the case.
Well,
but it certainly could be.
They've given in to him throughout his career.
Yeah, agents and stars lean on organizations.
Sure.
I mean, they get a
sure.
lot of what they want. So he may have said, pay me now, or I begin the process of asking out.
Right.
And I'm just supposing, but it's not an inconceivable thought.
No, it's not. And we pay the price.
Yeah,
and
big time.
We sit and wait and we wonder, will Joel play?
It's brutal. Lamont, give me an answer. Smartest fictional character ever is who?
Hank Hood from King of the Hood. That man can fix anything.
All right, my man. What did he say?
Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
You got it. Oh. Hank Hill. Sounded like he was on a speaker. So it's a good job with the speakerphone.
That was absolutely a speaker. You know? It sounded like
he was on the air. You could have told him to get off.
I could have, but he seemed like a nice guy.
Sometimes
a first-time caller.
I'll be off speaker, and then they go on speaker. And I hold. You know,
I'm
joking
around.
Do so much.
All right, let's listen to Brandon Graham. He was on WIP last night, so he wasn't on our show today because BG getting the surgery done today. He'll be with us Tuesday of next week, but he was on last night with the Players Lounge. Obviously, everyone's still just buzzing about the Cooper DeJean hit, and we heard in the broadcast the other day, when Nance was saying the sidelines went nuts with excitement. But unfortunately, the frickin' CBS director didn't cut to the sideline.
It was amazing. You could see You could see their feet stomping around.
I wanted to say it.
I had to get it from in the stands who posted it.
All right. Well, listen. That or listen to Brandon Graham talking about it. Let's listen to he doesn't go into all the sideline stuff, but you get a little bit. Here's Brandon Graham on the hit and the reaction, and what a cool moment.
What was it like on the sidelines when you saw Cooper DeJean spike Derrick Henry into the ground?
Man, I said we about to win this game. Look at this. Look at this. Like, he want to get to the DB. And now, with Coop, he did not want to mess with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that, he got him. Coop, I was so hyped for him, and the whole sideline went crazy. It was such a good job. We went crazy. So it was fun, man. You just got to, that's what we talked about all week. You know, who going to be the one that hit him? And that's what that dance came from. Like, when he got up and hit him, that's like our little dance for the big hit. So, you're going to see a lot of that this year.
All right, so we get a good answer there at the end where we all were wondering, what in the heck was that Cooper DeJean hand motion thing?
Yeah, what is the hand motion?
And that's the dance.
What does it signify?
Well, we now know.
I know that it means it's a big hit, but what is it really representing?
So, like, James.
What's the secret?
When Bryce Harper and the Phillies were doing the shove it up the Braves butt thing a couple years ago, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Did we ever talk about that? When they were doing that thing, they were ramming the fist in the air. Shoving it up the Braves' keister, right?
We didn't really talk about it,
Because that's what that was, right?
I would assume
that's what I heard. But, I heard this was the 2023 playoffs after...
What I would assume.
Who's the
shortstop? Orlando Arcia. Attaboy Harper.
After Arcia's thing, Attaboy Harper, and all of a sudden, it was a big fist in the air with force, and apparently there was meaning behind that, but I heard that way after the fact. Just saying.
What
I support that kind of
stuff. What is the stick dance?
I thought it was, so when they did it, I thought it was a receipts thing. Like, we got the receipts. Like, we're keeping the receipts. That was what I took it as, but who knows?
Well, we'll try to find out. John, do you ever have a moment, you're not the best with memory sometimes, but a moment when you're on the side, I'm sorry.
That really
and
is nice.
You guys went nuts. Either a big hit by defense or, like, you were on the sideline for 4th and 26. You had to go nuts.
Of course, you had to
get right back out there for the next play,
though.
We
went crazy 4th and 26. Of course. I think I talk about this with you, too. Remember that.
Well, the drive had to keep going.
The Eli Manning,
Jerome
McDougal hit.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that looked like?
I do.
When I was standing on the sideline. Was it even?
It was week 104.
Game of the season.
Week 104, 3 or 4, one or the other.
And Jerome McDougal, our first round draft pick, no one knew that he wasn't going to be any good yet. And he's
crushed him
off the edge. And Eli, who's got the everyone wants to tackle his face, like watching that face disappear immediately, just boom, 1 second he's there, the next Jerome McDougal makes him just vanish.
Yeah.
It was awesome, and everyone lit up. Everyone's ignited. I mean, 3 feet off the ground as soon as we saw that.
It's, you know, I'll say this, we rip on Eli a lot, and I don't think he should be a Hall of Famer, but it was admirable that he kept playing. It was admirable.
He was so tough.
Guys, Reggie Bush.
It didn't even faze him.
People might not remember this. Reggie Bush kept playing in the playoff game after Sheldon.
That was one of the most. I remember I had like 10 people at my house.
Yeah.
The entire house went insane, convinced the Eagles were going to crush them and win, and that didn't happen.
And Sheldon, Reggie Bush kept playing. So, you know, but anyway.
Props to him for that. I didn't think anybody was getting up after that.
So, did he get his Heisman back? Where's that stand?
It's coming back.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's been given
it back,
but. Yeah, I mean that was a joke.
The whole thing is the whole thing's wild. Oh. Now you
mean,
know
I'm sure
I'm
your family feels.
I'll tell you where I'm a fraud. You know
great about
you,
that.
You know who's the real.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jetta Cameron, my great uncle shot down during World War II. Died in the Pacific.
No way.
That's the guy. That's the real Jetta Cameron.
Wow. Yep. I didn't know about that.
Yep.
My great uncle was also in the South Pacific, and his...
He survived?
Yeah, and his boat was sunk.
Wow.
Survived with the white tips and everything.
Wow.
Out there. Lots of stories about
that. That's wild stuff, man. That really is. All right, LeSean McCoy today on the Midday Show. So Shady, obviously, we're doing Baxter Barkley, and Shady McCoy today at 1:30 with Joe and Hugh, which means, John, we really can get on Seltzer's case. Because if the whole idea is to book great running back guests,
oh yeah,
and the Midday Show's got one... Seltzer, I'm just saying, you're on the clock. That's all I'm saying. You're
I
on
got
the clock.
John Ritchie here. I mean, that's one.
Listen.
Are you saying Shady's better than John Ritchie? That's outrageous. I would never say that.
I am saying that.
You
I
know
am.
How many carries, you know how many carries I had as an Eagle? I was told there was one. And then I thought,
you only had one carry?
Yeah, one carry.
Are you
and
serious?
Then I thought back, and it was, oh my gosh, Andy did that. I think it was against the 49ers. And it was in the first 15.
The 03 game? You guys played San Fran, I think, around November of 03. Yeah, something like that.
It was toward the end of the year.
Yeah, maybe December, yeah.
And I remember John Wellborn.
Didn't that end the 9-game winning streak?
John Wellborn.
Seltzer, look that one up. That'll be a good call by the hammer. I think San Fran ended an Eagles 9-game winning streak shortly before the postseason.
Well, it didn't help us out in the, you know, the... NFC Championship game, getting
nice
that loss under
Wait,
our
say
belt.
It again, James?
Nice call. Yes,
dude,
you're correct.
Why does anybody even bother on a Friday morning to try to...
Hammer!
I mean, why bother? You got to admit, I mean, I'm in awe of myself, all right? You got to admit that I'm in awe of myself. All right, let's go, folks. That was too much.
I agree. You are in awe of yourself. That is hard to argue.
I'm just joking. William in Deptford, but am I joking, William? Hello.
Sort of.
William, good morning, buddy. William is not.
What's the name of the band that does Blister in the Sun?
Something Violent Femmes or Flems or something like that.
Okay.
Well, you just said it, John, like 4 minutes ago.
But he kind of retained information.
Oh,
it's
so
almost like he learned.
I do kind of remember them. Let's go to Dr. Gina. Gina, good morning,
See,
Gina.
And I knew you were going to go to me because after you go on your little, like, I am the greatest of all time rant, then I come on the phone to just kind of say, cool your
stifle yourself.
Bud. Yeah. Seriously, like, grab a hold of yourself and not the way you're thinking.
Oh, look at you.
He
with
really
a,
does know
Dr.
you.
Dr. Gina with a dirty mind.
No, but just no, a very honest and
you slipped a little dirty in there. That's all right.
But that's because you.
I respect the dirty. I got no problem with the dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. And now I got to go, right? Now it's my turn. Okay. This is all really. Hey, Joe, I did listen to you on Thanksgiving Eve.
Yep.
I did. And you know what? You did just fine.
Thanks.
If they're the Irish, though, like, you don't always have to call, you know, like, once you do it a few times, you know how they go, right? So I'm sure it was fun for you, too.
We had fun. I'm normally pretty nervous entering the game, and then I at least feel like I settle in once we get into it.
After some crying. I mean, he was a mess.
But, Gene, it is different for us, you know? Like, we do that once a year, so it's not...
Sure. Absolutely. I totally get it. And I give you total credit for it. And I think it's a wonderful thing, too.
Thank you.
For schools to just... The funny thing is, though, you had Palmyra against Burlington City, which is like a longtime rivalry, but they haven't played Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve in like years. And I'm thinking, what's the school board going to do if that's who wins, you know? That would be a tough call, right? But, right? So anyway.
Sure.
My whole reason for calling today is because I got all fired up thinking about Joel Embiid today because I found my old Sixers jacket from the 80s. And
is it a starter jacket?
It is.
That sounds cool.
Yep. And I of course kept it, but I'm thinking, do I put this in the closet for like now wear, or do I just put it back in storage? Because I'm not wearing that for as long as all of this is going on. And, you know, this is one of those times in my, and I'm going to call it my career, because this was somewhat career motivated when Joel was even being prospected. I just see how that goes when you're not, if I use the word inured, you got me? Does anybody understand me?
I don't know that word.
It means like a war, like he did not grow up in the streets, like pounding a basketball court since he was 6 years old. You know, that was never his thing. Joel came to basketball more later in the game. I'm sure he played it as a youth, but not hardcore on asphalt, like the hardest surface on earth. So that his bones grew accustomed to that kind of thing. Wolf's Law, the bone, the more stress you put on a bone, the stronger a bone becomes.
That's
he
true.
Never had that strengthening. Soccer, you're up and down on a field, you know, it's not the same as pounding on asphalt or concrete. It's just not the same. So I've always worried when, from the time he was a prospect, I thought, this is not a good idea. This will not have a good outcome. And then when he had stress fractures, remember he had stress fractures? I remember. All of that, like, has piled on my chiropractic brain saying, this guy's body's not fit
for business. Well, what about just nutrition? There's a different standard country to country.
You know what, Gina? You know what's fascinating as you're talking, now that I think about it? He's probably played longer than most of us probably thought he would after he missed the back-to-back years.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back
probably,
then. Yeah, right.
He has definitely played longer.
Because I remember back then saying, just give me 3 or 4 years and I'll make the deal with the devil.
I don't know if he's ever going to play it. You know, like, he has lasted way longer.
But I will tell you this. If he/they screwed it up by not getting the right surgery last year, that's tough to swallow.
And that's what accelerated
this, and I feel like it may have.
The whole Olympics thing, like all of that, just none of it adds up for good. And unfortunately, with ownership being what it is, mistakes like that are going to be made down the line. Daryl Morey.
Well, mistakes like that can take a franchise out for 5 years. Because know this, Gina, if he can't answer the bell, they're screwed with Paul George. Well, like, Paul George is not a difference maker at this stage at all.
Correct. No.
So then you're saddled with his big contract, and it's just, all right, Gina, give me a great answer. A smart fictional character.
How about, what's her name? Scully from
Sure.
Oh, yeah, Dana Scully.
Scully, good call. Gina's a great caller. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. The poll question, do you think Embiid will play John even 30 games this regular season? How do you think people voted?
30 games. What a low bar. What an incredibly low bar. Do you think he will play 30 games? Think about what we're asking. I'm going to say it's close to 50-50. So
You have missed this. You have misread this one big time.
Really?
You can stop right there.
Okay.
92% think he will not.
Oh, no.
90?
Wow.
Two.
It's so much worse than anyone could have imagined.
James,
I guess.
What would have been the line that would have gotten 50% to say yes? Is it like 14 games?
Yeah, I think it's. Do you think Joel Embiid will play again this season?
Think about
I think it'd be close.
30 games.
Well, he'll probably play.
But the point is, like, 92% said not 30 games. 92%. I don't know. Maybe 15 games, I guess. I don't know.
It's just the whole thing.
I don't know
is,
if there's a number. That's the point.
No,
I think a lot of people might just say no to anything you put out there.
Yeah. No, I get the concern. Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Morning, team. How are you?
Doing well, Chuck.
Always better when we talk to you, Chuck.
Oh, that's a great, great, great thing to hear. I appreciate that, Joe.
My pleasure.
Hey, listen, you know, Joel Embiid won't make it to 5 games this year because he stinks, okay, and he's always injured. And enough of the excuses. All right, the guy played in the Olympics this year. I don't want an injury. And Daryl Morey and Joel Embiid should be investigated for that contract that they signed together. You know what I mean? Daryl Morey just screwed this whole
thing
up.
Well, I will say this. It's a Sixers issue more than an Embiid. Like, here's what I mean by that. If I'm Embiid, I sign the contract too. Like, I want him to be able to answer the bell, but if someone's going to put $193 million in front of me, I'm signing the contract. It's the Sixers' management of the situation that needs to be, you know, looked at from that standpoint.
Well, Joel, you know, and Daryl Morey, I think they was in cahoots. I mean, I don't know what – listen, Daryl Morey needed to save his job. You know, they could continue his job if he would sign Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid signed the contract, and he's stealing money now.
Morey's mismanagement has been one of the worst I've seen in a long time in Philadelphia sports. One of the worst ever on multiple levels. It's the contract to Embiid, and it's the not – this one really – I can't tell you enough, Chuck, how much this bothers me. With all the negative stuff that has swirled in the last 2 to 3 months – to not speak since I think it's Sixers Media Day is a disgrace.
Oh, it's outrageous.
He's got a coach that's just dangling out there answering questions. Coach, you shouldn't have to answer. It's such the opposite of being a leader.
Hey, listen.
Step up, be a man, be a leader.
What do you expect, Joe, from this organization? You know, it's the same organization that wanted to lose on purpose to get this 7'2" loser of a player in here. Finally got him, and ain't done nothing since then. So it is what it is. Who cares? You know, let's talk about the team that means something, right? Hey, Joe. Hey, John. Listen, let me ask you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you, in God's green earth, and I love you, John. You know, you're my guy. But what makes you think that Jalen Hurts is the MVP of what? What is the MVP? What, a Cracker Jack box? Right? What is the MVP of what? He runs the offense good. That's what he does, okay? He doesn't turn the ball over. That does not constitute to an MVP. He doesn't have the numbers of the MVP. And I hate that you guys do this because what you're doing is diminishing the real MVP of this team, and that's Saquon Barkley. You know, this is his year, all right? Jalen Hurts is just running his offense.
I thought I was
supposed to.
I think Saquon's the MVP. Like, it's backs for Barkley,
but
man.
But you're also saying you think Jalen should be in it. I don't. Like, I would have him way behind a lot of people.
Hey, what are you talking about? He has no business being in the conversation MVP, all right? Because he doesn't turn the ball over and he manages the game. He's as good a quarterback should do it. Didn't pay $250 million. He's not in the MVP conversation. And Nick Sirianni should stop that crap because the real MVP.
Yeah, but I will say, Chuck, it's good for. But on the one thing I disagree with you on, it's good that Sirianni is taking the quarterbacks back.
No one has a problem with him backing his quarterback.
Yeah, that's important.
I want him to.
You could back a quarterback without saying he's an MVP.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's nice. You know what I mean, Chuck?
From where they were
12 months ago to where they are now, that's a good thing, man.
He's doing a good job, but he's not MVP.
Like, well, I agree with you on that. Chuck, give me a great answer. Smart fictional character.
I'm going to go with Egon Spengler from Ghostbusters.
All right, my man. Chuck, you got an interesting phone call right there. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Hey, Joe, you know, I've heard this threat many, many times now. You're going to punch Richie in the face.
Dennis, I'm also going to punch Richie in the face today, but go ahead.
Go ahead. I'd like to see that. Go ahead.
Hold on.
I'm sure that
I feel the same way.
Brushing.
That will crush your face.
I care about my knuckles. Right. Here's the bigger issue, though. Really, honestly,
about my knuckles. It's an
HR thing. If I cross that line, I could be fired, and I owe it to the audience for me to be here. So, John gets away with it being a horse's ass because I don't want to be fired.
To all the Sirianni haters out there, and I don't want to call anybody out by name, John, but I want you to write a 5-paragraph essay on all the reasons why you were wrong and submit it to I'm a horse's ass at Coach
what
of
the
Year.
What are
the
chances?
Wow, well, that is wild. What are the odds of that?
I don't hear this stuff in advance.
That
I
is
be clear.
Wild.
John, I had no idea
that
horse's
is
ass
so
was.
Weird. That is weird. So weird.
That is really very bizarre.
Hey, you want to talk nicknames? We had nicknames on my softball team. We had an ace. We had a deuce. We had a Mookie. And I was Lunchbox because I'm always at the lunch. I'm serious.
Man, that was really not very good at all, actually.
How embarrassing that Joe DeCamera watched The Lion King for the first time at age 40 and then comes into work the next day to talk about it like it's any other good movie. The Hammer is living in his own little world. Go have another cantaloupe, you dork.
Well, hold on. First off,
40. Congrats.
First off, 40. I'm 46. Let's remember this. I'm a man.
I'm a man. I'm 46. Morgan.
I mean, give me credit for those extra six, you know? I mean, sometimes you need the extra. Inches or years. And with that, times yours, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
John, you've always struck me as an inch deficient individual.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I've always gotten that sense from Richie. Inch
honestly
deficient.
Those who are those
I don't even know what to
talk
say
about it are the ones deficient.
Yeah. That's a good point. That the lady doth protest too much.
She's got that look of shame. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's turn two here. Let's get. I'm sorry. All right, smart.
You should be sorry.
I'm just joking around. Smart fictional character.
It really is.
I like
amazing.
That term. Inch deficient.
I have. We've talked about the fact that I've been naked with thousands and thousands and thousands. And Joe,
yeah, locker rooms.
Joe has never been naked with. Any.
Well, I don't want to make them feel
so
bad.
He really does not know how he stacks up. And that's the root of this problem. I know and I feel great
Ooh.
About where I sit on that spectrum.
Look at you.
Oh,
look
man.
At you. John's really
you
taking this personal.
Know.
Okay. All right. Hey, baby. All right. We're turning too quickly. We're looking for the smartest fictional character. This is for Kevin Hart tickets. Let's move fast. Get a bunch of answers in here. David in Wilmington. David, give me an answer.
Dr. House.
Ooh, you got it, man. All right, Scott in King of Prussia. Scott, give me an answer.
Live long and prosper, Spock.
I was waiting
that's
for
great
that
answer.
Great the
one.
Whole show I was
great
waiting for
answer.
Spock. I thought about saying him at the start
man.
Of the show. I did not. That could win.
That's good that you didn't, Joe.
I know.
That's really nice
proud
of you.
I tried.
He withheld.
All right, Nick in Delco. Nick, what do you got?
Tommy Shelby from Peaky Blinders.
Okay, first.
That's really
okay.
Good.
All right, let's go to Bob in Pensauken. Bob, who do you got?
How about the Roadrunner? Always crushing the coyote.
I got to think about this. Yeah. Is he smart?
He's smarter than coyote. Does that mean he's smart? Is the question.
Yeah, I don't
he's
know.
Smart for a bird.
All right, we need to come up with a winning answer here. So we got Dr. House. We got Spock.
Spock.
We got Scully. We got Columbo.
I think Spock is Columbo. Such a great answer, but I'm not a huge Star
Sherlock
Trek
Holmes.
Fan.
Sherlock
so I didn't
Holmes
say Columbo, a caller did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tony Stark was said by a few people, first by Anthony.
One.
Sherlock Holmes is a big one. Kaiser Soze is smart.
I love Kaiser Soze.
Doogie Howser is smart. MacGyver, you know.
I think Doogie Howser's a great one, and Sherlock Holmes.
Doogie Sherlock, and Spock stand out to me.
Yeah. All right, Doogie. All right, Rhea, Doogie, Spock, or Sherlock?
Doogie.
Okay. Seltzer?
I would go Sherlock.
Okay. We're 1-1.
Oh my
Richie,
gosh.
What do you got?
Doogie, Sherlock, Spock. I'm going Spock, man.
Wow.
Nice. Throw it on Joe. I like this.
Did you ever see Doogie Howser?
A little bit. So I'm going to discredit Ooh. Sherlock Holmes. I think he was smart, but figured it out.
It's outrageous.
He has Watson helping him, too.
I'm going.
Well, he doesn't.
To,
Watson's just.
I'm
going to
go with Doogie.
Oh,
Doogie Howser, congratulations to Charles. Charles, you're headed to see
I like that.
Kevin Hart. Hey,